Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey gang, it's Eli here, your producer, and big, big news. We are booked for the first new recording in months of The End of Time and Other Bothers. Darcy, Egerton, and Blatt are going to be back. We'd like to get a few of these in the can before we start rolling them out on a regular schedule again, but we're going to be back very soon, so we're so pumped. And in the meantime, let's take a little trip back in time to an obscure corner of the Nexus.
This one is from Cloudy. So this is a customer complaint. The bridge troll from the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Sure.
Complaining about lack of municipal support for collecting goat taxes.
What is the Three Billy Goats? Do I have a chance to research, or are we just diving in?
Yeah. No, go ahead. What is... Anybody remember the Three Billy Goats Gruff?
Holy sh! It's I, the big Billy Goat Gruff, said the Billy Goat, who had an ugly hoarse voice of his own. Now I'm coming to gobble you up, said, roared the troll. Well, come along. I've got two spears, and I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears. I've got two curling stones, and I'll crush you to bits, body and bones. And then he flew at the troll and poked his eyes out with his horns and crushed him to bits, body and bones, and tossed him out into the cascade. And after that, he went up the hillside.
Love it.
That's dark.
Love it.
Murderous Billy Goats.
Okay. So I got what I need. Here we go.
So what exactly are we doing?
The End of Time and Other Bothers presents The Nexus Files, starring Michael Howie, Christy Bolton, and Sean Howard. Episode 2, Unnecessary Gruffness.
We hear the sound of the clock ticking relentlessly, and a fan has been left running somewhere but can't be seen. We're in the main room of the Department of Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerned Clientele. The room is empty, except for one rather large troll seated in a chair who keeps staring up at the large sign saying, now serving, B12, and then glancing down at the ticket in their hand. At the counters, we see Jackie, the wood nymph, rather put together today with ornate ferns growing out all over her body.
Excuse me, there's no one else here.
Sir, I'm so sorry. You're gonna have to wait for your number.
Okay. It's just, there's no one here, and I'm in the F's.
Oh, yes, sir, but we are only at B12, so okay. Just gonna have to ask you to be patient, sir.
Oh, yep, okay, I'll just go sit back down.
Now serving B13.
B13? B13?
I'm the only one here.
Sir, we are at B13.
Okay, I'm just...
If you make any more of a rustling, I will have to see that you are removed. So,
okay. I'm sorry, I'm just having a really bad day.
Oh, God. Wow.
I'm sorry, it's okay.
No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Really painful when your eyes grow back.
Oh, goodness. Wow, I didn't see that before, mostly because you didn't have eyes. I didn't clue in until they started to... I'm so sorry. Come on over. Come on over. I can't resist a crier. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
It's just, been a really tough month dealing with these billy goats.
Oh, okay.
Did someone say billy goats?
Oh God.
Hi. I'm General Egerton. I'm in charge of this division.
I was about to take the statement from this client.
Oh, okay. Well, let's. What's your ticket number?
I'm F13.
Well, as you can see, we're currently serving.
Sir, I am dealing. Please stop crying, Egerton.
It's okay. Let it out. Let me show you how to deal with someone who's crying. Let it out. Come in for a hug. It's okay.
Really?
It's okay.
A hug?
Why don't you squeeze him a little harder there, sir? It's a little extra squeeze.
Oh, that does help. Thank you.
We're still only serving B13.
Okay. General, I think we're okay. Let's just hear this gentleman out.
Well, thank you.
You were saying something happened with some billy goats and
I just feel like there's not a lot of support for us trolls on the whole municipal taxation issue. I feel like it's not okay that you armed the billy goats gruff and allow them to poke my eyes out.
Oh, that's where I know you from. You're the troll that those three cute little goats were trying to get past. And we just, you know, we...
Three cute little goats?
Yeah, it's fine. So there's these three cute little goats who were trying to get over a bridge. And they said, we just got these, like, sticks and stuff. And this troll's always giving us a hard time. So, you know, we gave them some magical weapons.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong?
When did you... who gave the okay on this? The goats are masochists.
It's really quite horrible what they've done to me and my family. Now we do grow back because we're trolls. We regenerate. But it's really impossible to stop them or now make a living.
I'm sorry.
Because we're sort of afraid to go up there now and collect the taxes. Just because everyone has these sticks, which, are horrible. And then they crush us with these rocks.
Okay. All right. I'm hearing a lot of issues here. First of all, you should not feel afraid to be in your place of work.
That is so true, and it is definitely something that we at the Nexus take seriously.
Okay.
But I think we need to come back to the fact that we're on B13 right now.
Okay, so...
Wait a minute. The goat Scruff said there was a small fairy that sold them the weapons.
Well, it wasn't a sale. It was not a sale. I don't want that in the report. No one profited.
You sold them weapons?
No, we gave them...
Did you do any research whatsoever?
Yeah, they said, hey, help us. Our horns really aren't doing the trick anymore. And I said, okay. And I came back and filled the ticket. I thought about what would be necessary and went back and gave them some sticks and stones and a couple of magical exploding...
Egerton!
What?
Egerton!
Yeah.
There was a reason...
Well, I definitely want to file a complaint now.
There was a reason that they didn't have weapons. They've been using their horns as weapons. They've been using all of the possible pointy things on them as weapons for years. We took away their license to carry because they were causing so many issues, and you sold them weapons?
Did not sell. No profit. It's fine.
You gave them weapons? You just gave them to them? Did they fill out the proper paperwork? They're irresponsible. The goats are terrible. Everyone knows this.
They are pretty terrible. We'd be okay if they just had their horns again. That was the way I was supposed to be. You know, we're sort of used to that. We generally lose, but we could still collect taxes.
So what you're saying is we need to make the goats just more horny?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
Are you... I have fallen so far.
Is there a form I should fill out
to make this
complaint official?
I don't really do forms. I find they actually just kind of get in the way when you're trying to bake. But I'll leave you here in the capable hands of Jackie, who's going to try and help you sort out this little conflict you've got.
She's sort of curled up in a ball and rocking back and forth right now.
Yeah.
It's my coping mechanism.
I see that. So, okay, well, maybe I can help out with the forms. Let's just see. All right.
Just go find.
I got a form here. This is a requisition for, grass.
No,
we should use that. No, it's fine. Well, this is the
left-hand drawer.
Left-hand drawer. Okay. Well, that's okay. Wait, let me make the letters. Left. Okay, left drawer. Top drawer is mostly pencils and what looks like weaponry.
Wait, what kind of weaponry?
I see some slingshots, and that's a glowing dagger.
We'll take the dagger.
Oh, you want the dagger? Okay, here you go. Glowing dagger.
Edmonton, no, that's and evidence.
What's why isn't it in an evidence bag?
That's good. I don't need a complaint anymore. Oh. Thank you.
No problem.
No,
have a good day.
Thank you so much.
No.
Now serving B14.
What did my life become this?
The Nexus Files, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, and Michael Howie. Dialogue editing by Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Supporting producers Kona, Kim Bellinger, and Lillianne Johnston. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.